So let's talk a little bit about saying a bracha on a minag. And this discussion is, of course, connected to Los Asur and the question of what is considered Los Asur. How far-reaching is the Isser Los Asur? So we discussed yesterday whether or not minhagim are part of the Isser Los Asur, and that's really at the core of this discussion. So before we even get there, however, there is an interesting question the Acharim want to know. How can there be a bracha on Los Asur in the first place? How is that allowed? There's a klal that the Rishonim talk about, the Chuvas Rashba and others say, we don't say a bracha on a mitzvah Los Asur. There's no such thing as a bracha on a Los Asur. So how is there a bracha on Los Asur? And the answer is, just to connect it to yesterday, that we saw that there are really two Isurim, or really two mitzvahs for Los Asur. There's a mitzvah Asur, and there's a mitzvah Los Asur. So even though we always call it Los Asur, there's always a mitzvah Asur that's attached to it, and for that reason, that which is included under Lo Sasur does warrant a bracha, because Aseh Sheba. So now let's talk about how far, what types of Lo Sasurs would require bracha. So we learned yesterday that the sheet of the Ramban, he's the most limiting in terms of defining Lo Sasur and applying Lo Sasur. Lo Sasur for the Ramban only applies to that which is learned from Yud Gimel Midas Shetor and Nedreshes Bahen. That's it. So the big question they have for the Ramban, or he himself asks this question, so how do you deal with the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, which is talking about Hanukkah? Right, someone asked me this yesterday. Who asked me this yesterday? Someone asked me this question yesterday. You? Someone did. So whoever asked me the question, the Gemara itself tells us, how do you know that you're supposed to say bracha on Hanukkah? So the first Gemara says, "My Mevarich," and it says, "Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzosa V'tzivanu L'halak Ner Shel Hanukkah." Asks the Gemara, "V'heichan Tzivanu?" We weren't commanded. There's no pasuk in the Torah. Rav Avya Amar Milo Sasur. Rav Nechemya Amar, he says, Shal Avichav Yagedcha Dekeinechav Yomulach. So two different pasukim. So Lo Sasur is the first answer. So that's how we know to say Bracha Asher Kiddushanu B'mitzos V'tzivanu for Neres Chanukah. And the problem for the Ramban is Chanukah would not be included under Lo Sasur. Neres Chanukah is not based on Yud Gimel Midas Torah Nedreshes Bahen. It's made up. It was a creation. It was a creation by the Ramban, by the Chachamim. So how could it be included under Lo Sasur? So Ramban addresses the question. Ramban says, I don't hold of the Shita of Rav Avya. I don't learn from Lo Sasur. I hold like the second opinion, Rabbi Nechemya. The reason why we say Bracha on Chanukah is because Shal Avichav Yagedcha Zekenechav Yom Rulach. So Ramban is fine. Lo Sasur only includes Yud Gimel Midas Torah Nedreshes Bahen, and that's it. We're working within all the other shitas now. All the other Rishonim who hold and expand Lo Sasur beyond Yud Gimel Midas Torah Nedreshes Bahen, the question is whether or not you say bracha on minhagim or not. So here we have a steer within two gemaras, as you saw. So let's review the gemaras. One gemara is in Sukkah Daf Mem Dalam and Alf Tamar Beis, where the Gemara presents to us the mitzvah of Arava. And there's a machlok, is whether Arava is a yisod nevim or it's minhag nevim. So who cares what yisod nevim? It was established by the nevim. It was a yisod. There was a foundation to it. They were misaking it. Or minhag nevim, it was a minhag that dated back to the nevim, but it wasn't really established as a takana. And I assume you appreciated this conversation now with Rabbi Yochanan, where he said, Dilahun Amri Dilahuna. We know from yesterday the conversation of Kana, so that was really, you really appreciated that, I assume. So what comes out is the Gemara says that Kan Bik Mikdash Kan Bikvulin. There's a difference between the Arava that took place in the Beis HaMikdash, where they would go around the Mizbeach in the Beis HaMikdash with the Arava, and the Zeichari did in the Bikvulin. And then the Gemara says, well, do you say bracha? Do you not say a bracha? And Rashi says, that's goof for the machlokas. Whether or not a rava is a minag nevim or yeso nevim, that will dictate whether there's a bracha. If it's yeso nevim, it was a takana, so Rashi says you would say a bracha. But if it's only a minag nevim, Rashi says, there should not be a bracha, delo bai bracha, delek lemeimar vitzivanu. You can't say vitzivanu. You can't tivanu on minhagim. The afilu bechlal lo sasur lesa. Rashi clearly holds that minhagim are not included in lo sasur, which is against the Rambam who holds minhagim are included in lo sasur. We'll get to the Shita of the Rambam at the end, however, puts everything together. But this Gemara clearly holds that Minhagim does not require Bracha. Now the problem with this Gemara is the Gemara in Beitza, Daf Dalam Beis, tells us the discussion of Yontif Sheni Shagolios. The question whether Beitza is day one, if it's a Mutter in day two, whether Shtei Kedushas, Kedusha Achas. And the Gemara ends up concluding that really the reason why we keep Yontif Sheni is Minag Avoseinu, Minagar Avosehem Biyadechem. It's a Minag. Really, we shouldn't have to keep Yontif Sheni. We know exactly when the rate the Pesach is, when Shavuos is, when Sukkot is. But we only keep it because of Minag. Minag Avoseichem Yadechem. Now, everyone here says a bracha on Yantav Sheni. There's no one in the world who does not say a bracha on Yantav Sheni. So the Gemara in Beitza clearly indicates on a Minag we do say a bracha. While the Gemara in Sukkah by Minag Nevim Avarava, the Gemara clearly concluded you do not say a bracha. So this is the contradiction between the two Gemaras. Do you say a bracha on Minhagim or do you not say a bracha on Minhagim? And how do we reconcile between the two? So we have two basic approaches. There are very slight nuances between the Rishonim. I'm going to try to be basic and simplify everything to just to make it two different stadim, but there are different chilukim within them. Have in mind the nuances, but I'm going to try to, again, simplify things. There are some Rishonim who hold, like the Tosas of Rabbeinu Tam, that the klal is that we do say brachas on Minhagim. How come we don't say a bracha on a rava, which is a minhag? So the Rabbeinu Tam's language is, that's a rava is eino el tiltel. It's just like carrying a rava. It's not really a minhag. I mean, there are different levels of minhagim. There are minhagim, and then there are minhagim. So not everything we do is necessarily like a minhag in the established way. You know, there could be a minhag to... we wear yarmulkes, for example. Okay, that's somewhat of a minhag brought down from the Gemara in Kedushin. It's a very serious minhag. We don't say a bracha when you put the yarmulke on. So there's certain things that just didn't qualify as a serious minhag. So typically, minhagim across the board, you say bracha. But those that are just like even a small maisa, a little tilt of ba'alma, that didn't make it to what's called real minhagim. So what comes out from the Rabbeinu Tam, he clearly holds, like the Shita of Rambam, that Lo Sasa includes Minhagim, and that's why you say Bracha Minhagim, but Arava is just a small exception because it's a tilt of Alma. That's Rabbeinu Tam's Shita. On the other hand, we have the Shita of the Ran. And the Ran assumes that no, we don't say Minhagim, Bracha Minhagim. Lo Sasser does not include Minhagim. It's like Rashi. Lo Sasser does not include Minhagim. We don't say Bracha on Minhagim. That's the klal. What's the one exception? Yantav Sheni is the exception. Because Yantav Sheni is not a Minhag. Yantav Sheni, the Lashon of the Ran, is that the Iker Takanahi, it may have started off as a Minhag Avoseichem Biadeichem, the Minhag of Yantav Sheni, but it became a takana. Shetiknu kavu amru kan. It turned into a takana. So let's just get the different levels. I'll put everything together, hopefully. We have, in terms of the hierarchy of types of mitzvahs derabanan, there's yud gimel midos, she'atar nejeshabem. That's the highest level. Everybody agrees that's lo sasser. Then there are takanas, and then there are minhagim. Those are the three levels. So the Ramban says just yud gimel midos, She'atar nejeshabem, only those are lo sasser, nothing more. Now we have the Ran, who includes also takanas are part of lo sasser, but he doesn't include minhagim. So that's why you say a bracha on takanos, but you don't say a bracha on minhagim. And then you have the shita of the Rambam, and the shita of Rabbeinu Tam in Tosos, that even minhagim are included in lo sasser, and that would also warrant a bracha. Now, just we'll get to the Rambam in a moment. But those are three different levels. So whatever is under lo sasser requires a bracha. Whatever is not lo sasser would not require a bracha. Everyone comfortable with that right now? Yeah.
So now you get a bracha on rava is because there's no... I mean, you could, we really would, could make a bracha and we would want to, we just don't feel we should.
It seems like for Rabbeinu Tam, it's hard to figure. He says different things in different places. It's hard to really pin him down. But it seems to me that it's not enough of a maisa. It's a tiltu ba'ama. It didn't qualify as a serious level of a minhag.
But like we say by the four minhag, it's all it's also. I mean, picking up, but you're also filling it.
That's the Torah. The Torah tells us to do that.
No. I'm saying that proves that tiltu is like important then. I mean, if tiltu is the only thing that's for lulav, and that's what we fill the dries that commandment, it must be a rava of tiltu. So there's also means you just don't.
Not sure. It's possible that only when the Torah dictates to do a tiltu would that be significant, but if it's a tiltu, you know, ordained by the Rabbanim, that wouldn't qualify.
No, I'm just saying that tiltu itself, the fact that it's dreisa shows that itself is a significant action.
Again, only when the Torah dictates that's a significant action, but if it's not dictated by the Torah, only the Chachamim, they don't have the ability to, you know, create a mitzvah out of a tiltu, a minog out of a tiltu. There's certain actions which are clear actions. Tiltu is not so much of an action. So when the Torah tells us it's significant, okay, the Torah tells us it's significant, tiltu of the lulav. But when they don't tell us it's significant, such as the arava, so then we don't have the ability to add significance to such a maisa. It's really not a maisa.
When you say mitzvah, you're referring to mitzvah, bracha, you're referring to bracha as a mitzvah?
Correct. All this is birchas a mitzvah. The discussion right now is birchas a mitzvah, that you say before a mitzvah, before a minag, it's all birchas a mitzvah. Chanukah, it's birchas a mitzvah that we're talking about. Okay, so these are two clear approaches in terms of minhagim. Either you do say brachas or you don't say brachas on minhagim, and it depends on whether or not a minhag is bechal lo sasser or not bechal lo sasser. Now the big question is for the shita of the Rambam. That's where things get tricky. So there are really two questions for the Rambam. Number one, the Brisker Rav asks these questions. Number one is, the Rambam we know holds that minhagim are included under lo sasser, which would, according to what we're saying, dictate that you should say a bracha on minhagim. But the Rambam clearly says in Hilchos Brachos, kol davar shu minhag, afa pishu minhag nevi'im hu, it might be, you know, from a long time ago, kigon netiyas arava, bishri shachag, and needless to say, ayin tzarech lomar minhag chachamim, kigon kriyas halel, b'rosh chodesh, b'chol shemo eicha pesach, ein mevarchan alav. The Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, you do not say a bracha on minhag. So question one is, if he holds, which he does hold in Mamrim, Hilchos Mamrim, and then say for mitzvos, that lo sasser includes minhagim, so how could you say you don't say a bracha on minhagim? That's question one. Question two is, that the Rambam himself agrees you say bracha on Yantav Sheni. But he clearly calls Yantav Sheni in a couple places a minhag. He writes, Ze in the Hilchos Yantav Perak Aleph, Ze sha'anu osin b'chutz la'aretz kol yantav me'elu shayamim, it's a minhag. So if it's a minhag, so the Rambam Brachel says there's no bracha on minhagim. So firstly, there's a stira whether you say a bracha on minhagim or not. And secondly, if the Rambam holds minhagim are lo sasser, so certainly you should say bracha by all minhagim. These are the two questions for the Rambam. So Brisker Rav goes through this incredible chiddush, and we'll learn through this together. I should have underlined so it's easier to follow through. But if you look inside, those who haven't had a chance, we'll try to learn together the chiddush of the Brisker Rav. If you take a look on the copy, if you look on this page, it's page Hay on the Brisker Rav, hear that one? On the right column. Page Hay, the right column, around 10 lines up, it says, Ulufizeh. Ulufizeh writes, Tzarech bir ladas ha-Rambam. Let's understand the sheet of the Rambam. So he says, Taima de'ein mevarchan al ha-minhag, the reason why we don't say brach on the minhag, Harezeh mevur lehedi besuga desuka le'inyun ha-rava, de'leman damar yisod nevim mevarchan ala, u'leman damar minhag nevim ein mevarchan ala, Tzarchin habir bazeh. Vanir Pashit, the Ladas Rambam, Hod de Ein Mavarchan al Minog, the reason why we don't say Brachan al Minog, Lav Mishum Taima Di Ef Shalomar Bu Tzivanuhu, not because we can't say Vitzivanu. We can say Vitzivanu. We really can. Because Minhagim are Bechla Lo Sasser. We're commanded to listen to Chachamim, we can say Vitzivanu. The Be'emes Ladas Rambam, Din Minhagos, Hu Kechol Debe'asofrim, it's just like any Takana. Any yud gimel midos she'ator nedrash b'hem is lo sasser. Shenem arbam behu mitzvahs lo sasser. L'shamram l'kaimim to fulfill them. So why don't we say brachas then? Ha de'ein mevarchan al minag din be'etzem echepta shelahem. The lav towards mitzvah behu levarchalem. There are two dinim here. Why do we have to listen? Why we chayv to do a mitzvah or a minag? And whether it warrants a bracha are two independent questions. Up until now, we assumed whatever is lo sasser means you say a bracha. But now Biskarov says there are two different questions. I could be chayv to listen to a minag because lo sasser, but that doesn't require me to say a bracha necessarily. What requires a bracha, says the Biskarov, has to be a cheftza shel mitzvah. So let me explain outside what that means and we'll read this inside together. If they created something new, that's not a cheftza shel mitzvah. Cheftza shel mitzvah means it has to be working off in an existing cheftza shel mitzvah. So for example, yontif sheni shel galios. First day Rosh Hashanah, we blow shofar. First day Sukkot, we shake the lulav. Second day, we don't really have to hear the shofar. We don't have to shake the lulav, at least midiraisa. So, but we do it anyways. Chacham say minag to keep yontif sheni. So part of that minag was to draw over the mitzvah of shofar, the mitzvah of lulav. Every mitzvah from day one we're drawing over. So now even though yontif sheni, there's only a minag to keep it, which is part of lo sasser, but the cheftza of lulav, the cheftza of shofar, warrants a bracha because it's a cheftza shel mitzvah. So again, the reason why I have to do it is because of lo sasser, the minhag. We have to listen to minhagim. But the reason why I'm allowed to say a bracha is because it's a cheftza shel mitzvah. But if it's not a cheftza shel mitzvah, even though it's a minhag, I'll get to your question in a second. Just if it is a minhag, but there's not a cheftza shel mitzvah, then you wouldn't say a bracha. So for example, a rava. A rava is a minhag. So I have to listen because of lo sasser. I'm commanded to listen. But I can't say a bracha on a rava because it's not a cheftza shel mitzvah. It's just a minhag. There's no a rava that attached to. Daniel.
Yeah, why is lulav under the category of mitzvah of minhag? Because even if it's chalmoid, you saw that din d'rabbanan of doing lulav. You're not doing lulav because it's yontif sheni, you're doing lulav because it's also good.
Fair point. So lulav would not be a good example of this. Very good. Excellent. Yeah. Excellent, great question. So I'm going to remind me when I finish the Biskra, I want to get to that point, what I think the difference is. But at least at this stage, a Rava is different. We'll get, when I speak about Halal, I want to speak about how Halal and a Rava are both different than the actual Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. Excellent. So let's read this inside now in the Biskra, and we'll hopefully answer that question and put everything together. So right now, we're in the top of the column, of the left column on page A, where he wrote writes from the, I'm the bottom of the right column, so I didn't finish this yet. He says again, Din be'etzem echefta, three lines up, shalahem. The lav Torah's mitzvah behu levar chalem. Minhagim are not a chefta shel mitzvah necessarily. Tirak al mitzvahs mevarchem. We only say brach on a mitzvah. For lo al minhagos. We don't say brach on a minhag. V'davar zem mefur shalahedi b'losh and harambam in hilchas megillah chanukah. Aval b'rosh chodesh kriyas halel minhag. V'eino mitzvah. When we say halel on rosh chodesh, it's not a mitzvah, it's a minhag. And we don't say ein mevarchan alav. We don't say brachas on minhagim. Hare, deha ein mevarchan al minhag. He writes, mishum debeetim dino ein bo shei mitzvah. There's no shei mitzvah on halel. Ubrachos lo nitkanu rak al mitzvahs belva. We only have birchas and mitzvahs on a mitzvah, not on minhagim. V'zeh shem acher lo betzim echepta. It's called a minhag. It's a different name. Shem minhag velo shem mitzvah. That was the ikra takana in the beginning. Shein hagu b'zeh b'toras minag only na takana, v'lo b'toras takana. U'mitzvah michudeshes midivrei sofrim, v'lachein ein mevarchan alav, v'lachein hu mevur b'lashin rama mechal makum. The kachashiv, listen to this. The kachashiv, he includes takanos and minhagos b'tarte, the two categories. They're takanos and they're minhagos. After chovashtem shava, the requirement to listen to both minhagim and takanos are equal. Because tarvayu milo sasser kaimu. I can't ignore either one. I need to do takanos, I need to fulfill minhagim. Because lo sasser. However, nasin rakab pi bezin agadol bilvad. El mishum de beikar takana mitchila chalukin hein deilu takanas b'toras mitzos v'dinim mechudashim midvei sofrim veilu tiknem shiin hagubam b'toras min hagos. So even though the motivation, the reason why if the listeners lo saser, what was created are very different. Takanas were created versus minhagim. V'al zehu dinemar hadin dal mitzvah mevarchin v'al minhagos ein mevarchin. So that's the cloud for the Rambam. Even though minhagim are lo saser, we don't say brachas on minhagim. Brachas do not depend on lo saser. So then the question is, why do we say a bracha on yantav sheni? That's also a minhag. So right, l'fi zeh, hare mevuar hetev ma'ad mevarchim yantav sheni. Why do we say bracha on yantav sheni? Al mitzvos hanogos ben, such as achilas matzah, utkiyas shofar, utkiyas halo. So this is the chiddush. Didn't he dechol atzmo she yantav sheni biker takanaso? The creation of yantav sheni, the whole thing is the Torah's minhag alav. The lo asu yantav mechudash, it's not a new din. Rak shein hagu b'minhag avoseim b'yadehem. Aval, even though the whole concept of yantav sheni is a minhag, and you shouldn't say bracha, mikol makom, ha-mitzos ha-nehagas bo, the mitzos that are practiced on yantav sheni, kemo achilas matzah u'chadome, Torah's mitzvah b'hu b'etam ha-chepzah. They have a shame chepzah shel mitzvah on yantav sheni. The low is shtane shem achias matzah bilo sheni. Nothing has changed. This is going to answer your question about Rava. We'll get there. Nothing has changed. Leil sheni of seder, I'm eating matzah in the same way, the same amount. Everything is exactly the same. All the details, all the pratim. It's just the day is a minhag, but the mitzvah is a mitzvah still. So you say a bracha on achias matzah. There's no difference on yantav sheni than me achias mitzvah matzah bilel yom rishon. It's the chov is only a minhag, but it's still a chefza shel mitzvah. Everyone comfortable with that?
Rahalo. I'll make a bracha on Yantav Sheni, but we don't make a bracha by Rambam says we don't make a bracha by Rosh Chodesh.
Excellent. So we'll get to the question of Hallel and the question of Arava, we'll hopefully get to. The one shaila I still have is really Yantav Sheni of Pesach, but we'll see if we can work that out in just a second. Actually, that will still be answered, actually. That will answer the question. So now, but the chiddush right now, before getting to the question about Chatzi Hallel and the question of Rava, so we have this chiddush of the Brisker Rav and the Rambam, that minhagim are included under Lo Sasser, but you don't say bracha minhagim, you only say bracha nechefza shel mitzvah. So now the Rambam just proves this point, actually very apropos for today. Those who are learning Daf Yomi, we learned brachos Daf Yud Aleph today about Birchas HaTorah. So the Rambam, the Brisker Rav rather, brings a raya where you can takas say a bracha on nechefza shel mitzvah. It's not a chiddush. It is a chiddush, but it's not made up. So the Brisker Rav wants to know, how come women say bracha on Birchas HaTorah? Women are pater from Limud HaTorah. There's a big machlokas in general, mitzvah asay shehaz mangrama, whether or not women are allowed to say bracha or not. So the Ashkenazim, we paskin in Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, that women, if they want to shake lulav, they can shake lulav. They're pater to mitzvah asay shehaz mangrama, you're allowed to. The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch and the Sfardim say that women cannot say bracha on a mitzvah asay shehaz mangrama. Whatever they're pater from, they can't say bracha. Has to do with how serious to take the Isser of bracha levatalas and stuff. But at the end of the day, the Rambam paskins and Shulchan Aruch paskins, women do not say bracha on that which they're pater from, such as lulav and sukkah. So how come the Rambam paskins, they do say bracha on Birchas HaTorah? They're pater from Limud HaTorah. They're allowed to learn, but they're not chayev to learn. They can't say a bracha on that which they're pater. So what's different about Talmud Torah? So the Rambam has this, there are many different answers that are brought. Some say women are chayev to learn. They're chayev to learn whatever's noged to them. We have to learn everything, and they have to learn everything that's shayech to them. That's one answer. But the answer of the Brisker Rav is, he quotes from his father of Chaim, that Birchas HaTorah ein habracha al kiyum ha-mitzvah shel Talmud Torah. It's not on the bracha of fulfilling Limud HaTorah. Rak hu din b'fnei atmo, the Torah is by bracha. The Torah requires a bracha. It's an inyan of the chefza shel Torah. Although women are pater from Limud HaTorah, but they're not mufka from the chefza shel Torah. Women are shayach to the Torah. They have to follow halacha. It speaks to them. They may not have to learn it. They can, but they don't have to learn it. But the chefza shel Torah requires a bracha. The language is, rak de Torah atzma, to una bracha. The chefs of Torah requires a bracha. V'noshim p'turos rak mea mitzvah shel Talmud Torah. The part that from learning it. Aval eina mufkaos me'etzem achefsa shel Talmud Torah. And therefore, shapir yesh lehem levarach alimudam. So just like they say a brach on chefsa shel Torah, we could also say a brach on the chefsa of a mitzvah of matzah. The chefsa of a mitzvah of shofar, even though we're not chayiv, at least in a der, it's only a minhag, it still is a chefsa shel mitzvah. And therefore warrant a bracha.
Just thinking a little bit, I understand the different shitas that, I mean, most of the shitas that say we don't say bracha on minhagim, or the fact that it's not included in the bracha, because I was under the impression that takanas are established by the rabbis, but minhagim, with the exception of maybe Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios, is established more by the people. It's more like a bottom up. So I understand why you wouldn't say brachos, and to the opinions that say it's not included in the tussle. But what's the rabbin approach or theory, other than Yom Tov Sheni Shagalios, because I think that's an exception, why minhagim are included los hasar, which wasn't established by the rabbis or by the people?
Why it wasn't? No, he says minhagim are included in los hasar.
Right, so my question is why?
Why it is included under los hasar?
Yeah, if it's more established by the people than the rabbis. Again, with the exception of the Yom Tov Sheni.
So I think it comes down to the point we've been discussing the past couple of days of the koach of Bnei Adam, that we are able to lo b'shamayim hi. So sometimes the Beis Din makes a decision, Rabbanim, and even Bnei Adam, Klai, so as a tzibur, as an entity, have the ability to establish what the minhagim are.
Right, but Los Tassar is more rebelling against the higher authority. But if minhagim are bottom up and it's created by the people, how does that fall under Los Tassar?
That's another way. The minhagim, once it's been established by the tzibur, that becomes part of the rules. Even though it was bottom up, it still becomes part of what's been accepted as tzibur and has the same exact level as it. Other opinions would think that. Los Asa, as you said, has to be from the Rabbanan and down. Minhagim are very nice and they're important. The many rayas how important Minhagim are. But to have it included under Los Asa, the Tzibur doesn't have the right to create a Los Asa. The Rambam thinks, I guess a different din, that they have the ability, even bottom up, they could establish in a backwards way what Chachamim will be maskim. And once it's been agreed upon by Chachamim, that even though they didn't create it, but the Haskamba of the Rabbanan would be sufficient to be established under Los Asa. Okay, so now this is where the Rambam gets a little tricky in terms of the bracha and the chefsa shel mitzvah. And this is, I think, both the questions you guys had. The Rambam says, he explains, that's why we say a bracha on Mikra Megillah when it comes to the Kisvei Kodesh. He says, even though it's a minhag, he quotes from the Masechah Sofrim that he who reads from the Kisvei Kodesh, he says a bracha, Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvos v'tzivanu al Kisvei Kodesh. There's no chiv in reading Nevi'im, Haftorah. And the Mikra Megillah, there's no chiv to Minog to read Rus and Koelas and so on. But yet, according to the Gra and others, you say a bracha on them. Some shuls yes, some shuls no. So, how do you say a bracha if it's only a Minog to read a different Nevi'im and a different Megillas? So he writes, because it's a chefsa shel Torah. It's a chefsa shel mitzvah. He writes that ain't a klal b'char. So mitzvah rak detiknu bracha al etzem kriyas b'tzibur. And he says, that's the difference between kriyas halel and kisvei kodesh. Because kisvei kodesh is an inin of etzem halimud ba'atmo. It's a dinin limud ha-Torah. And just like women could say a bracha on a chefsa shel Torah, so too we could say a bracha on the chefsa of kisvei kodesh, even though we're not chayev to do it. But halel, the Rambam says, the Brisker Rav explains, it's not a chefsa shel mitzvah. And we don't say a bracha on halal. So does that make sense? You were asking the question before, right? So again, has to be a chefsa shel mitzvah to warrant a bracha. So how come Mikra Megillah is a chefsa shel mitzvah, the Chamish Megillah and Nevi'im and Haftarah? Because it piggybacks off the Torah in general. But halal is not a chefsa shel mitzvah. Right? Is that, you guys comfortable with that distinction? Why not?
Because we have the real halal in 18 days.
Yeah, 18 days. I tell you a great ma'isa. When I was in YU, so I applied to the Kol HaElyon. So Rav Schechter and Rav Rodenzweig, all of them ask, you know, a series of questions. You have to go through these bechinas with them. So Rav Schechter is always the most fun. So, because he makes you feel really silly when he asks you the most basic questions. Maybe a different time I'll share my interview. It was a very fun interview I had with him, or bechina with him. But there's a guy in my year applying for the Kol Elyon. So he was asked a very basic question. What are the 18 times a year we say a full hallel? So the guy said, okay, there are 8 days of Hanukkah, 8 days of Sukkot, that's 16. First day of Pesach, 17. And then he's like stumped. He's like, maybe this is he's known to ask trick questions. Like one of the trick questions he asks is, could a woman be a Nazir? So everyone knows that because it's been asked so many times, but people think, oh, Shimshon Gibor, he was a man, a Nazir. But the Pasuk says, Isho, Isha, even a woman could be a Nazira. So he's like, maybe it's a trick question. He says, Hanukkah, Sukkot, Pesach, Yom HaAtzmaut. And Rosh Hashanah said, no, Shavuos. She missed the 18th. So he didn't get into the Kol Elyon. So there are 18 times we say Hallel. So we say Bracha, full Hallel, we say Bracha. So what does the Brisker mean? Oh, we don't say Bracha on Hallel because it's not a Chepseh Shel Mitzvah. And moreover, you ask the question, Arava exists in the base of Migdash, it's a Chepseh Shel Mitzvah, so how come we don't say Bracha when we do the Arava as well? Granted, it's a Minog. But the Brisker Rav says, even though it's a Minog, if it's a Chepseh Shel Mitzvah like Arava, if it's a Chepseh Shel Mitzvah like Hallel, it should require Bracha. And so the answer, I believe, is the key line in the Brisker Rav when he says, in that previous page, we saw, "Delo ishtane shem achilas matzah bilel sheni, me'achilas matzah bilel yom rishon." There is no change from matzah the second night to this first night. I have to have the same amount of matzah second night as I did the first night. I need to have a seba the second night as I had the first night. Comes to Hallel, however, there's a difference. I'm saying Chatzi Hallel. Chol Hamoed Pesach. Rosh Chodesh. The Hallel is a Chatzi Hallel. It's not the same exact Chepseh. There's a difference. It's a change. And therefore, you can't call it a Chepseh Shel Mitzvah. Arava as well. Arava, the idea of the Arava was to go around the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. To go around my Bima and the Shul is very nice, but missing the basic element of Arava, which is the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, even though it looks like it, it resembles it, it's not the Chepseh Shel Mitzvah, and therefore it doesn't require Bracha even for the Rambam. So I remember in my part of my Chaheret with Rav Shech, we have a few minutes now, maybe I'll tell you as an introduction to what I'll do next right now with Hallel. So when I was applying to the Katz Kola, which is the Kola you go through when you're in Smicha, So it's a much easier Bechina. So Shechta had asked me two questions. But the first question he asked me, I went right after Pesach, he asked me whether or not Svi Arsa Omer is a Deraisa or a Derabana. So I happened to have recently learned that Sugya, so I knew about all the Shitas of the Rambam and the Ran and the Baal Mor, Tosas and Megillah. Fine. So I did well. And then he asked me about Melacha Shein Shich Lagufa, Chai Verpater, Rabbi Huda, Rabbi Shimon, the Rambam Shita. And then I got into the Katz Kola. Everyone gets in. Even when you do bad, you get into the Katz Kola. So I got into the Katz Kola. Fast forward a few years later. So now I wanted to apply to the Kol Elyon. So I didn't know Rav Shechter that well then. I'd ask questions, but I wasn't in the shir. So I was very nervous. So I said, you know, maybe I will wait to go the day after Pesach. Because Rav Shechter is very Masudr. So knowing him, he probably opened up the Mishabura and learned all of the Mishabura of Svi Arsa Omer. So I was hoping that he'd be asking me the same question, whether or not Svi Arsa Omer is a Deraisa or a Derabanan. So the day back, first day back after break, I went to Rav Shechter like first thing in the morning. I said, I'm here to take a bechina for the Kol HaElyon. So he asks me, is Svi Arsa Omer Deraisa or Derabanan? Perfect. It was great. So, but then I thought it would be over after that, but then it like continued on with more questions. And we got into a discussion about Hallel, which I'll discuss in just a moment. But just to tell you the end of it, so he asked questions about Hallel, and do you say Hallel first? And what Svi Arsa Omer and Havdalah, which comes first? Like very light topics, considered what he could have asked me. And then he was building up. And we were like talking for 20 minutes. It was going very, very well. Then we were learning Baba Kama that year. And he was about to ask me a question. He was building up a question of Grama, Garmi, what's the difference? The Ramban, Tosas. I didn't know much about this at the time. I still don't know much about it. But certainly back then, I didn't know anything about it. So he's building up a question. And I'm getting really nervous now. He's going to just rock me. And then, you know, way before your time, there used to be something called payphones. So someone came up to the, he said, I'm sorry to interrupt, but Rav Shechter has a phone call. He used to get phone calls from this payphone in Mus. Yeah, Mus. You know, is it still there maybe? I don't know, right near the bathroom, there's like a little door you open up and you go in like a little payphone. So Rav Shechter would like answer phone calls there in this little booth. So he interrupted. So I wasn't sure what Rav Shechter would say to me. Wait here for me. Let's continue later. Okay, you did good. Okay. And Baruch Hashem, I got into the Kol Elyon. I'm telling you, he was going to rock me. I probably would not have gotten to the Kol Elyon. I thanked my friend. I didn't set this up, but I thanked him very much, Donny Galernter, of Karsa Tov, to him for getting me into the Kol Elyon. And so that's how it ended. So meanwhile, during this conversation, so we were talking a lot about challah. And whether, you know, challah, we say bracha on a minhag, we don't say bracha on a minhag. And there was a shita he shared with me, I think it was a shita of the Ritvav, which I did not know at the time, but he asked me for a svara, which is as follows. There are two basic shitas in terms of challah. Everyone agrees a full challah requires a bracha. And the question is, chatzi challah for minhagim, do you say bracha on the chatzi challah or not? So Ashkenazim, we do say bracha on minhagim. And the Sfardim and the Rambam says there is no bracha on minhagim. But there is a shita of the Ritva, I think it was, that says you say a bracha during Chol HaMoed Pesach, but you don't say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. So I didn't know the shita. So he asked me what the svar would be. Anyone know what the svar would be? For why you would say one during Chol HaMoed Pesach, half halah, but you wouldn't say one for Rosh Chodesh. You bring karbanos on Rosh Chodesh as well, though.
You raised that halal before Pesach, like you're in that status of praising Hashem, but
it could be. I don't think that was as far, but I hear that. We don't find Simchas Yontif for the Rambani saying in the Sefer Mitzvos. It doesn't sound like from, if you look in the Gemara in Erechin, Simchas Yontif doesn't seem to be one of the criteria for reciting halal, though. So the answer is, because on Chol HaMoed, at least there's an Isser Melacha. Rosh Chodesh is no Isser Melacha. The women have a minhag not to do Melacha, but that's not a real, it's no Isser Melacha. So because there's an Isser Melacha on Chol HaMoed, there's a reason to say a bracha during Chol HaMoed Pesach, as opposed to on Rosh Chodesh, where there is no Isser Melacha, although there's a Karban Pesach, so there is no bracha, according to the Ritva, on Rosh Chodesh. So that's a chiluk. So there are three basic shitas. Either you always say bracha on halal, only full halal, or there's a chiluk between half halal on Rosh Chodesh versus Chol HaMoed. So I want to get now to the shita of the Ravid, which is a very fascinating shita. We can look this one inside in Hilchos Brachos with regards to halal and also a Rava. The Ravid is assuming that we do say bracha on all minhagim, but he gives a different answer than what we had suggested before. Hold on a second, where is this Rambam? The Ravid. Here we go. So the Ravid says, whether Rambam says we don't say brachas on minhagim, the Ravid says nearly shlo amru ela al chala shel pesach bevad, aval al shirosh chodesh bebracha tiknu kedei lefarsim al shirosh chodesh. So this is the opposite of the Ritva now, where he says that you say dafka bracha on Rosh Chodesh, but you don't say a bracha on Chol HaMoed Shel Pesach. Why? What's the reason? So, the idea is, there is a din in Shulchan Aruch as follows. B'mefarsim Rosh Chodesh. That's a reason to say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh. So there's a Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tav Chaf Aleph, Hilchos Rosh Chodesh. Nogin ba'ashkenaz, Shomim Parshas Uvroshe Chodshechem, Shacharis Achar Parshas Tatamin. In the morning we say Karbanos every single day. And what's Rosh Chodesh, you see like in the art school, there's like a little gray, you know, covered in gray, highlighted in gray. There's a Pesukim Rosh Chodesh that you're supposed to say them. The Sfardim don't have such a practice because we say it later on during Kriyas HaTorah. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Has Besfard Einogin La'amra Lefisha Asidin Likro Oso B'Sefer HaTorah. We're reading Parshas Pinchas later on, so why say it earlier in the morning? So why for the Ashkenazim do they say it? So the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Magen Avraham, Kidei Lefarsim Shurosh Chodesh. Just to publicize it's Rosh Chodesh. It's like a clap in the beam and say Yalav Yavo. People don't know. We're always Mefarsim. What's the whole point of Shabbos Mevarchim? To be Mefarsim when Rosh Chodesh is. So there's an Indian to be Mefarsim when Rosh Chodesh is. But as Eli asked before, during Seder, so why is that enough of a reason to say a bracha though? Okay, saying Pesuk in the morning in the Karbanos, it's Rosh Chodesh. Saying Shabbos Mevarchim is Rosh Chodesh, great. But to say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh just to be Mefarsim, it's Rosh Chodesh? Why is that enough of a reason to say a bracha, just to be Mefarsim? So I think the end of the Ravid answers this question. And before we look in the Ravid, though, I want to just mention this Chakir, which I think the Ravid plugs into. What is the nature of Birchas HaMitzvah? So Pashat Pshat is Birchas HaMitzvah is a Birchas Shevach V'Hodah, thanking Hashem for the opportunity to do a mitzvah. But there is another Mahalach, which is a certain approach in the Rambam. Rambam writes, I forget exactly the Lashon, I forgot to bring it here, but Kishem Shemavarchin al Birchas HaNedin, I think he says, Kach Mevarchin Birchas HaMitzvah. He equates Birchas HaNedin to Birchas HaMitzvah. And the Pashat Pshat of Birchas HaNedin is a matir. Now, the Gemara says, I can't eat food until I ask Hashem permission to eat the food. So what's the Rambam connecting Birchas HaMitzvah to Birchas HaNenin? And the idea, I think, is based on a ritva that you also need a heter to engage in a mitzvah. What gives me the right to do a mitzvah? How do I have that right? So I don't have the right to eat without a bracha. I don't have the right to do a mitzvah without Hashem's permission. To engage in something at such a high level, Kedusha. So to a certain extent, Birchas HaMitzvah could be a matir. So is it a matir, or is it simply a shevach v'hodah? So I think this might connect to what the Ravid says. Look at the continuation of the Ravid. The Ravid writes, "V'anu min hagenu levarich bekulan." We say brach on all them. "V'ein lanu lilmod me'arava." Don't learn from arava. There's no bracha for arava. Arava is different. "L'fi she'ein balo shevach v'lo hodah benitilasa." There's no shevach, there's no hodah by taking an arava. Matzorech bebracha. What's there to say bracha? There's no bircha shevach v'hodah at all. Aval, when it comes to Kriyas Halel, biyomim hamukudashim v'karbon musaf behem, the day that in Rosh Chodesh, or during Chol Moed Pesach, where there's a carbon, and these are days of Kedusha, im tiknu behen Halel, if they're going to establish Halel, mishum heker, the Kedushan, yafa asu, is a good reason to say Halel, v'tzarech bracha. I mean, the Rabbi doesn't care what motivated us to do it. Once we're singing Shevach v'odah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that warrants a bracha. Netilas arava, there's no shevach v'odah. Just takes an arava going around in circles. But once you say halal, so you didn't have to say halal. But Chacham said you should say a halal. It's a Rosh Chodesh, it's Chol Moed Pesach. These are days of Kedusha, days of Karban Pesach. And once we say halal, so it's not a stira to say a bracha, a birchas mitzvah. If there's a shevach v'odah, regardless of who instituted it, that warrants a birchas mitzvah. While on the other hand, I think, for the Rambam who holds that birchas mitzvah is only a matir, so then it's possible that only when there was a takana, that they required us to do something, do I need a heter to engage in that mitzvah. But if it came about because of a minhag, perhaps what you were saying, bottom up, the B'nai Adam, whoever established a minhag, it's only a minhag ba'alma. It's not a takana from above, it's a minhag that's been established. So then I don't need a heter. This is what we do. This is B'nai Adam. I'm a B'nai Adam, you're B'nai Adam. We, the people, made this minhag. I don't need a heter to enter in. It's only if it's a mitzvah that came from the Torah. It's a mitzvah that came from Rabbanim, the takanas, that I need an entrance in. I need a matir, I need a birchas mitzvah. But when it came from minhag below, from the B'nai Adam created, that the tzibur, that I'm part of the tzibur that I created, I don't need a bracha, I don't need an entrance in. And therefore, there's no need for birchas mitzvah, perhaps, for the Rambam on those levels.
I thought we were trying to say before that according to the Rambam, the Kana Minhagim have the same power based on themselves.
But not in terms of brachas, though. So the nature of a birchas mitzvah is that it's a matir. So I don't need a heter, although I need to listen to it on the same level, I don't need to have an entrance and access into the performance of the mitzvah. Yeah, that although it's the minhag is I have to listen to the chachamim just as much as I have to listen to takana, in the end of the day, that minhag was created by me and you, by the tzibur. So if the nature of birchas mitzvah is to allow me into an area of kedusha, if that area of kedusha was created by me, I don't need to have access. I don't need to have permission to access it. And therefore, although it, again, has the same level of requirement to listen to it, it comes from different directions. And therefore may not need a matir to enter in. Okay, so we'll stop here. And in Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue later at 5 o'clock on some topic. I'll figure it out.